Now we have roads still not adopted by council after a dozen years. Householders in Didcot are suffering from broken streetlights because their roads have not been adopted. Until the roads are officially adopted, taken over by the Highways Authority, Oxfordshire County Council, they remain the responsibility of developers Taylor Wimpey. Developers can sometimes be slow to fix faults like broken streetlights, according to Didcot West County Councillor Ian Snowden, who said there were about 80 streetlights in the section of the 3,300 home estate he represents, which are not working. Mr. Snowden said he called for the County Council to adopt roads on Great Western Park a year ago and was told the matter would be dealt with as a priority, but it appears that nothing has been done. Residents living in the 3,300 home estate are faced with roads which are yet to be adopted by local councils, and this is despite the first people moving in more than 12 years ago. Mr. Snowden said it's now 13 years and counting for some residents, and still not a single resident lives on an adopted street. I receive emails almost daily from residents, and although they pay their full council tax, they are unable to report potholes, blocked drains, illegal parking, broken play equipment, and of course, lampposts on Fix My Street, as the roads are unadopted. They are told to contact the district council, who tell them to go back to Oxfordshire County Council as it's a highway issue, who again send them back to the district council, suggesting the housing development is still classed as being under planning authority responsibility. It is in fact still the developers, Taylor Wimpey's, responsibility, and so I send dozens of emails each month, chasing them to make repairs. The county councillor added that the development was completed about 3 years ago. Excuse me. Mr. Snowden added, many of the streetlights are next to each other, causing very dark areas, and until recently a whole street had no lights whatsoever. I'm extremely lucky that so many residents helped me identify defects, or I can only imagine the state it would be in. The county council and Taylor Wimpey has been asked to comment. The county council said it in a statement last year, it would not be responsible of a council to adopt roads that are not at the standard required, and there are currently outstanding issues that must be resolved before the roads can become highway maintainable at public expense. The requirement is on the developer to complete the roads to an adoptable standard, in addition to meeting all adoption criteria, before the roads become maintainable at public expense. A spokesperson for the developer, Taylor Wimpey, said earlier, it is actively working towards the adoption of Great Western Park, but added that the process is complex. And there's a photograph of the Didcot County Councillor, Ian Snowden.